I've asked them to bring a quote, something they've read that's impacted them. Lily Isaacs, Wes Hampton, and Joseph Abedanker here for the hour.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
He's a member of the Gaither Vocal Band singing the super high tenor parts. Wes Hampton is here. She's the matriarch of the Isaacs, Lily Isaacs. What an incredible story. And I'm telling you, one of the most powerful voices that Christian music has seen that's very fresh, but we love him, is Joseph Abedanker, and they're all here for the hour. Guys, welcome. This is going to be fun.
Hi, everyone.
And Joseph,
thanks for having us, Daniel.
Yeah, Joseph, I think you said it best. It's like a virtual reunion here. Everybody's in different places. I know Lily's in the studio. Wes is homeschooling his kids. Joseph's getting ready to write some songs, the next best-selling hit gospel tune. So we're all in different places, but thank you for taking your time.
Yeah, thank you.
What we like to do is go around the room and just kind of find out what's going on lately. In a nutshell, how the Isaacs, we'll start, Lily, with you, how the Isaacs are doing. Okay. I know you've got life changes. You've got a growing family. But with the music and the road life, are things good?
Things are good. You know, being a family on the road, of course, is a different dynamic than group travel. My kids have been doing this all their lives. So we're together a lot, but I'm so blessed because, you know, we're partners, and it's a different aspect because, of course, I'm their mother, and they respect me as that. However, we're business partners, so we have the same playing field when we're together working. And I love that because I look at them as creative individuals. And, you know, I'm their biggest fan. So I love hearing what they do. And, you know, it's just an extension of who I am and a father. But life is good. You know, we're really busy. I'm getting ready to be a grandmother again. Sunday's baby's due in December, and everything's looking good there.
Awesome.
We're getting ready. We're working on a new project little by little because we know once the baby comes, you know, that's just close. We're trying to get everything we can early enough. So things are good. Traveling a lot. Everybody's doing fun.
That's Lily Isaacs. Also, Joseph Abedanker and Wes Hampton of the Gaither Vocal Band are here today on Daniel Britt and Friends. Here are the Isaacs.
She dropped the phone and burst into tears. The doctor just confirmed her fears. Her husband held it in and held her tight. Cancer don't discriminate or care if you're just 38. Three kids who need you in their lives. He said, I know that you're afraid, and I am too. But you'll never be alone, I promise you. When you're weak, I'll be strong. When you let go, I'll hold on. And when you need to cry, I promise I'll be there to dry your eyes. When you feel lost and scared to death, like you can't take one more step, just take my hand. Together we can do it. I'm gonna love you through it. She made it through the surgery fine. Said they caught it just in time, but they had to take more than they planned. And now it's four smiles and baggy shirts to hide what the cancer took from her, and she just wants to feel like a woman again. She said, I don't think I can do this anymore. Took her in his arms and said, that's what my love is for. When you're weak, I'll be strong. When you let go, I'll hold on. And when you need to cry, I promise I'll be there. dry your eyes when you feel lost and scared to death, like you can't take one more step. Just take my hand, together we can do it. I'm gonna love you through it. When this road gets too long, I'll be the rock that you lean.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with the Isaacs, and my guest today around the table, virtually speaking, we have Joseph Habedank, Lily Isaacs of the Isaacs, and Wes Hampton of the Gaither Vocal Band. And Joseph, you and even bringing your wife into the mix here, I don't know how much of the spotlight she gets a lot, but we notice you got a talented wife, okay? And I know this has been a little bit of a different approach after singing in groups for a long time, but now out solo, you having fun with that?
Oh my goodness! Yeah, in fact, I'm in a writing session this morning, and I was just talking to my co-writers about how content and just happy and blessed I am to be a soloist. I was a little worried at first because Southern gospel music is very much group driven. It is very much a harmony driven industry, and so I was a little scared. I had a lot of people say it's really going to be hard for you to make it as a soloist, and for whatever reason, I just felt like that was where God was leading me. And Lindsay decided to quit her job as a school teacher to come on the road full time. She runs the business aspect of our ministry and just does a wonderful job. And not only that, she is an amazing singer and an amazing songwriter. She'll come up and sing. You know, for those of you who have come to see me in concert, know that she comes up and sings one song a night. And she actually sang a duet with me for the first time on my new hymns album. We did it as well with My Soul together. And man, she's just, not only is she amazingly talented, but she is by far the best thing that's ever happened to me outside of Christ. And I'm just so grateful for her and her influence in my life. She has literally taught me so much about love and selflessness and Christ. And so, talent, yes, definitely there, but her character is quite an amazing thing as well.
Here's Joseph Habedank.
Come and clean all the secrets he has kept from her so long. I finally know her big mistake, that one regret that haunts her to this day. It just won't fade. So many different stories we thought could not be redeemed, but it's against our darkest failures we start to see the beauty of the blood, the goodness of this grace, the mercy undeserved that could never be explained. Heaven's best takes all the scars for the worst in all of us. That's the glory of the cross, the wonder of his love. That's the beauty of the blood. Just a single drop forever wipes away our every stain, and with its power, every chain that held us now lies at our feet, and we stand. The goodness of
of this grace, the mercy undeserved, that could never be explained. Heaven's best takes all the scars for the worst in all of us. That's the glory of the cross, the wonder of His love. That's the beauty of the blood.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Wes Hampton, Lily Isaacs, and Joseph Habedank. And then you've got Wes Hampton. I'm just going to say it, Wes. You're in a position where you get to double dip, okay? I mean, you are a young guy, young family, elementary age kid still at home, yet you've pretty much become a seasoned veteran in this field. And that's a benefit, I guess, of starting young and singing and doing this professional career. So are you having fun at this point in your life?
I'm having a blast. And I think Mark Lowry said it best. He said, there's nothing like seeing yourself age on video. He said, it's painful to watch. You're so young and don't have all the wrinkles and you don't have to color your hair, you know. So it's just been interesting. I'm on, a little over 10 years now.
Wow.
With the group, which I cannot believe that. Over 10 years. And we're still having a blast. And I honestly think that Bill is having the most fun that he's ever had. And we've had a lot of fun before this current group. But I think that I've never seen him this content, this happy, just because, and not that the past groups didn't get along, but this is just a really, it's a really special group. It's just a bunch of really sweet guys who truly love one another, that like one another, and respect each other and really get along. So that, to me, makes all the difference in the world. And then I'm able to, in the summer when the vocal band is off, for the most part, I am able to go out and do some solo dates as well. So, it really is kind of the best of both worlds at this point. So I'm very grateful that I get to do both of those things, because I'm just as passionate about solo stuff as I am the vocal band, because they're just completely different entities. So I'm having a blast. I just pray that Bill continues to have fun, because as long as he's having fun, he's going to keep on doing it, which is good for me.
I like that. Here's Wes Hampton on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Looking
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Wes Hampton, Lily Isaacs, and Joseph Habedank. Hey guys, part of the interview process is to find creative questions, and one of the questions that you can ask that, I mean, it's not the most creative question, but it usually has a very open-ended answer, is what have you read lately that has inspired you? And so that's kind of the theme of the show, in a sense. Maybe you haven't read it lately, but it's something that at least has stuck with you through your life. Maybe it's just that quote, that one line that you go back and grab and find inspirational or funny or whatever in your own life. Lily, let's start with you. Okay. You have a quote you can throw out at us?
Well, I do, and I've thought about it since you asked me to join this conversation. And I have to say, this is something that I live by. And it's simple, but I find it in the truth, okay? So my quote is, some things are better never said.
Mm.
Now, you can take that any way you want to.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't have a filter, and sometimes I haven't myself. But if I said everything I thought, things would not be, you know, in the best scenario all the time, and they may be great, but I'm a listener, and even the Bible says to be, you know, quick to hear, slow to speak. So I think so many times, like, the thoughts in my head, I have to suppress them and always look for an alternative. So I think this world would get along better, you know, if some things were better never said. And not to say that you have to suppress everything, but, you know, there's a lot of blabbermouth out there.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you find yourself saying something that you won't go back later and you think, oh, why did I say that? Or, you know, I should have never said it that way. So I'm a firm believer in that. I think that's my prophetic quote. Yeah. Some things are better never said.
Joseph, you've been traveling around the country. Do you find, and listen, we've all got our own junk, we've all got our own issues. Do you find that some parts of the country are better at saying things? I guess here's where I'm going. Candor is wonderful. Being blunt is wonderful. We need more truth tellers out there. But I think what Lily's talking about here is there's a tone and there's a wisdom that comes with when to say it and how to say it. Have you ever found that there is somebody who is saying the right thing just at the wrong time?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and most of the time it's me, unfortunately. But I have a wonderful gift of foot and mouth. So, but no, you know, it's funny because one of the biggest things is just to, like the old saying, if you don't have anything nice to say, just don't say anything at all. And I come from a long line of talkers. I am probably, and this will probably shock people, I'm probably the most introverted person in my family. Most of them are very talkative, outgoing, very loud. I can be the opposite of that, especially when I'm not on stage. And obviously when I'm on stage, I have to talk it. And sing, but when I'm off stage, I'm kind of quiet and I don't say a whole lot. And I've found that a lot of times that does me better. And actually, there's a verse in the Bible, and I don't remember exactly what it is, but it says, "Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise."
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And man, that really convicted me. Even just in the past couple of weeks, I had a situation and really wanted to just tell somebody, man, this is, I don't agree with this. I don't know why you're doing this. But, you know, the Lord kind of spoke to me and he said, you know, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. And I don't claim to be anything special, but I certainly believe that sometimes you just need to keep your mouth shut and just be kind.
You know what? I can't think of a better song on this topic than this one by the Isaacs. Lily, we're going to play it here. Joseph Habedank, Wes Hampton, Lily Isaacs, my guests on Daniel Britt and Friends.
You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on
to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You've got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium is liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate his last remark, Jonah in the way, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said you better
accentuate the positive,
eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Do, 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 do. You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
You've got to spread joy
up to the maximum.
Bring gloom
down
to the minimum.
Otherwise,
pandemonium is liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate his last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they say just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said you better
accentuate the positive,
eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No,
don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No,
don't mess with Mr. In Between.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Of course, the Isaacs there. Lily Isaacs is here on the show. We also have Wes Hampton of the Gaither Vocal Band and Joseph Habedank, featured soloist in gospel music these days. And here's the deal. We've asked everybody to bring at least one quote, something they've read or something that's stuck with them for a while, and just to kind of see what comes. And it's interesting so far. Wes, you're from Alabama. I just wonder if after traveling now for 10 years on the Gaither stage, you've traveled so many different areas, not only this country, but internationally. Have you found, and this could be true, I think, for everybody that stands on a platform and meets with people, that it's very easy to think that we're all cookie cutter, that everybody thinks like me, that if you follow Jesus, you believe all of these things, and you're from Alabama, so you must believe this is all true. And you find out that it's a big world out there, and you've got people who love Jesus but differ on so many different things. And that's where you kind of have to figure out, what am I going to major on and minor on?
You're exactly right, and that actually leads into one of the quotes. I'm going to share, that goes right into a quote that I'm going to share. But it's quite interesting, especially in other cultures, people from other countries and other cultures, something that we might consider completely normal, healthy, something that's routine, something that we don't consider offensive at all, could be quite the opposite somewhere else. So it's interesting, especially on social media, just an innocent comment I can make, even a picture. I remember, and I don't like get on this bandwagon, but, I see no problem with our kids dressing up on Halloween and wearing a costume. There's absolutely no wrong in that to me. It's fun for the kids to dress up. Well, I posted a picture one year of our boys in their costumes, and I just got torn to pieces by a few different people from other cultures, because that is a very satanic, evil, horrible thing to do, even dressing up. And I want to say, I'm not celebrating Satan. You know what I do. You know what I believe. What are you thinking? And my flesh wants to say, you idiot, but I don't say that. I choose just not to comment, or I just delete the comment. But it is interesting, even in different parts, and I know that Lily and Joseph have probably run into this much more than I have. They've been doing it longer than I have. Yeah. But different regions of the country, even. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
down south. I won't name the state, but there's a state down south that I just, it's amazing. The last time we were there, the comments that people would make and the freedom that they think they have to say yes. whatever is on their mind without any mm-hmm. regard to my feelings, without mm-hmm. any regard to, hey, I'm going to say something that's respectful to you, that's kind to you. So, you know, I've learned to get a tough skin, and I hate to bring Mark Lowry to this once again, but a quote that he has said, and I don't think it's his quote, but he heard it somewhere. It says, "Let the children play," and to me that means, listen, people are going to say what they're going to say. Taylor Swift said it. Haters going to hate. You know, shake it off. That song. I love what that song says, because I'm like, I can't help what other people think or what they're going to say about me.
Yeah.
They're going to think about me what they're going to think. They're going to say what they're going to say. I'm confident in who I am as a follower of Christ. I'm not going to let someone's opinion or comments about me, you know, affecting me. I'm not going to do that.
Good point. Good point. That's the voice of Wes Hampton, by the way. We've got Joseph Habedank also here, and Lily Isaacs, and we've got more of this still to come. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
I'll tell of the Savior. I'll tell of His favor. I'll tell it all wherever
listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, Gaither Vocal Band featuring Wes Hampton there. By the way, I've asked everybody on this show today to bring a quote so we can discuss. That's Wes Hampton, Lily Isaacs, and Joseph Habedank around the table. Okay, Joseph, you're up next. Quote of the moment, and you have the floor.
About 2 years ago, and a lot of people know my story and what I walked through, and just really a time of soul searching for me and figuring out, you know, how to live a life that reflects what I'm singing on stage. And I remember I was watching a television show of all things, and I heard one of the greatest quotes that convicted me deeply. And it was this: all of man's problems come from his inability to just simply sit in a room. And I thought, isn't that right? We are such doers. We are worried about getting here, getting there. We're worried about what's on television. What do I need to do on the internet? Do I need to update my Facebook? Do I need to read my Twitter mentions? Do I need to get on my Instagram and post some pictures? Do I need, you know, so many things. And yet we get in trouble a lot of times. It's like Wes was saying earlier about people on social media that can be very, frankly, crude, or cruel, rather, and just very unkind, and sometimes crude as well, come to think of it. But, you know, all of my problems come from my inability just to simply sit down and just reflect on what Christ has done in my life, what he's doing in my life, and how grateful I am for his mercy and grace in my life. But we are so, and I say we, me, I'm so busy. I like staying busy. I got to do this and I got to do that. And all of my problems literally come from my inability to just sit in a room and do nothing. Mm-hmm. And it really convicted me. And I thought, wow, when was the last time I just simply sat and meditated and reflected on what Christ is doing in my life? And of all things, on a secular television program, but it ministered to me. And I love that quote. It's very different than anything I've ever heard before, and it just really challenges me.
Oh, it really is.
If I could intercede for just a moment, because I'm older than both of you, a lot, all three of you, actually. But you know, Joseph, you're so right, because I had to make a conscious choice years ago that I have to have some quiet time during the day. I have to. And most of the time, that's my mornings. When I do nothing, but I'll have my coffee, I'll reflect, I'll have my prayer time. And it's almost as if I have to have that to stay sane. Because our lives are so busy, you know? And right. I know many times after a show, and Joseph, you've been on the bus with groups forever, and Wes, you know what it's like too. Our family, we have 10 people on our bus all the time. Both of you have been on a bus, you know. So a lot of times when we get on the bus from a long show with a lot of people around, which is great, I have to have just a few minutes of quiet time. But when we get on our bus, sometimes both TVs are going, the kids are playing a video game somewhere, and everybody's just chattering, and there's a commotion going on. And if I have to get to a quiet place for at least 15 minutes, you know, and I'm not a Scrooge. It's just, but you're right. Yeah. I think that quiet time with God and reflecting on yourself and your life and what you're doing, it's really important for survival.
Yeah,
I'm glad you said that. I think I know you well enough. You've got a very strong work ethic, and if you're like me, you have to almost force yourself to stop, even just stop thinking. Yes. Sometimes you can overthink things and your brain never shuts off. Yeah.
Right. And it's really bad for you. And I do. I'm a workaholic, like most all of you are. Joseph, I don't stop either. I know you don't either, Wes. And I think it's just embedded in us. And, you know, we're kind of like small businesses, all of us are. Whether you're in the soul ministry or with another group, you have to juggle so many things around just to make a living and to do God's work. And we're also blessed that we get to do what we love. And still make a living at what we do. You know, a lot of people can't say that. But there's a price you pay. Yeah. Because you can't just leave your job Friday evening and spend the weekend home and start again Monday. Because it's a 24-hour, 7-day a week. When you're home, you plan to go out. When you get home, you're recuperating and getting ready for something else. So it is a continual thing. But for sanity and for, you know, having that healthy soul and mind, I think quiet places are so important.
Wes, I think we're in similar life stages with young kids around the house. Do you listen to Lily and Joseph, and do you think, well, you got kids, you'll sleep when you die?
I don't know. I'm pretty sleepy most of the time.
Yeah. Do you find that it's hard to find time because you've got
three, four, you got four kids all on different things, and they're never hardly quiet at the same time.
Yeah, and it's once they start, it does not stop until everyone is down for bed.
Amen.
So for me, you know, Lily said, I in the morning, a lot of times in the morning, I think, gosh, I don't want to get up at 6, but or whenever, you know, 6, 6:30. But for me to get up earlier before anybody else gets up, to go out, fix my coffee, and then have some quiet time, some alone time, talk to God, read the Word, try to really think about it, just not a routine, because I'm a very routine person. So if I get in a routine of doing something, it can become more of a routine instead of something that is really meaningful, something that is really impactful in my life. So for me, that is time in the morning where if I don't have that time, my day is different and not for the better. You know, I need that time in the morning. And another thing, you know, that Andrea knows is that in the mornings, I need 30 minutes to go exercise. Just some form of exercise. I need 30 minutes to myself. I don't want anybody down in the base with me. I want to do my thing, get my exercise in, and that really helps clear my mind as well. I need that time by myself. I need that me time just for a little bit to focus. And again, sometimes I find myself, you know, I'm praying while I'm exercising. Sometimes it's, God, please help me get through this. It's horrible, you know, and sometimes it's something that's much deeper, much, much deeper than that. So I completely agree. Sometimes you just have to, you know, the Word says, be still and know that I'm God. Just sometimes He wants us just to sit down, shut out all the distractions, and just let Him speak to us.
Good. Here's Joseph Habedank, one of my favorite songs by him, with the Perrys.
You can't seem to hide the hurt written on your face. You're broken inside, longing for love's embrace. It might be a while before you smile, I know, 'cause I fought that fight. And weeping may endure for a night, but it's almost the morning. Joy will replace the tears, calm all your darkest fears. It won't be long till the dawn. Tomorrow's another day to live. Give up on your faith, 'cause it's almost morning. I've been where you are. I've had my heart break too. I've cried in the dark. I can relate with you. I have prayed to see the sun break free while the storm's still inside. So when your darkness consumes the guiding light, remember it's almost morning. Joy will replace the tears, calm all your darkest fears. It won't be long till the dawn. Tomorrow's another day to live free of all your pain. So don't give up on your faith, 'cause it's almost morning. It's almost morning. Joy will replace the tears. It's almost morning. No, don't give up on your faith.
'cause it's almost morning.
You're listening to Daniel Britton Friends. We've got Joseph Habedank here along with Lily Isaacs of the Isaacs and Wes Hampton from the Gaither Vocal Band. And we've been sharing just different, different conversation that kind of gets a blossom out of a quote here. And Lily's given us a great one. Joseph, man, that was really good. Wes, it's your turn. We've heard a lot of thoughts from you, but I'm ready to hear what quote you've brought to the table.
Man, I had a few, but because of time, I'm going to have to pick one. And just for anything other than job security, I'm going to use a quote by Bill Gaither. but this is one I think that a lot of us can benefit from. And here it is. I remember Bill telling me, we were on the bus one morning, and this was probably, 10 years ago when I first joined, and there were a lot of Christian artists out there discussing, giving their opinions about this and about that on social media or just from their platform. And this quote was, listen, guys, he said, don't use your platform to discuss politics. Don't use your platform to discuss social issues. And I think that's incredible wisdom because, and again, I have been guilty of this. I'm not singling anybody out. I am just as guilty. But I read too many things from people in our position that are divisive.
Yes.
Whether or not you're right, I don't care how right you are, if you're going to voice your opinion on which presidential candidate you're going to support, what social issue you think is just wrong or this is right, this group of people is wrong, you know, we are right, you are wrong, it's you, and we, it's all it is division. It does nobody any good,
right?
To sit there and say, I'm right, and this is why, and I'm going to tell you why I'm right. You're wrong. Well, what does that do to the world, to non-believers, when they see that believers can't even get along? They're fighting like a bunch of little kids at school. It really irritates me because all this is doing, the church has already gotten a bad rep through the years through so many ways. And I just think, why can't we just come together and say, listen, we're not going to all agree on everything. If we all agreed on everything, life would be pretty boring. God made us individually to have different opinions on things, and that's okay. But just because I think I'm right doesn't mean I'm right. And just because you're right doesn't mean you're right. So I think the best That advice is just so important because we need to be drawing people together. We need to be pointing people to Jesus. And how are we going to do that if we're sitting there thinking, well, this side of the political party has just got it all wrong, and let me tell you why.
Right.
And
all
you're going to do, you will offend somebody regardless of what you say, no matter how right you are. So I've learned I'm not going to discuss politics. I'm not going to discuss the latest social issues on this platform that I've been given, because all it's doing is tearing down. It's not building up. We are called to build one another up, to be effective for the kingdom, and we can't do that if we are just talking in circles. So there you go.
Well, that really sums it up well. I think that kind of comes back full circle. It's like the prayer of, Lord, give me the right words to say. I think we should also probably be praying, Lord, take the wrong words out of my mouth. Give me the ability to be quiet. I think the worst case is when it comes, and I've been there, a young guy spouting off thinking that I know it all. And a preacher friend of mine says, look, you haven't lived long enough or sinned big enough to even have an opinion on it. So sit down, you know. And I think we need that healthy dose every now and then.
Yes. And I want to interject one more thing, and I will be quiet. But my pastor, I just love my pastor and respect him so much. And one thing he said, I thought, wow, and this was just last year. He said, someone came to me asking me what my view was on this whole gay marriage thing. And he said, I told him, my opinion doesn't matter. He said, the Word of God is what matters. if we believe that the Word of God is the truth, then that's all we need. My opinion doesn't matter, and that's what it comes down to. Your opinion doesn't matter. It doesn't. What God said in His Word is what matters. So I just thought, wow, you know, if my pastor, who is incredibly influential, who is incredibly wise, who is he is like one of the men of God in my life. I just think, wow, I want to be like him one day. If he says my opinion doesn't matter, well, my opinion certainly doesn't matter.
Lily, have you seen that true in your life through the years, that you've learned that the more restrained you are, the more effective you are in those areas?
I do believe that. You know, I love to get in a great conversation with people. I love to get into someone's psyche on a personal level. You know, I do. I love getting with people that are smarter than I am, because I learn, you know. And I think if somebody asks me my opinion privately, you know, we can have a good discussion, a good debate about things, because I think that's how you grow. But the platform is sacred. And yes, Wes, we've all learned that from Bill for years. And I remember him saying, sing to the very last person in that last row. Mm-hmm. You know, don't just sing to the front row. Get it out there. And I think we have to be very, very private about our opinion on the pulpit, on the stage, because people come with all kinds of sicknesses and heartaches and needs, and we're up there to minister, and all of us can say we've stood on a platform before. Our hearts were broken, or we were sick as dogs. But, you know, and I feel like, and I'll just say this quickly because I know we're running out of time, but like this past year, our whole family has had so much drama, and you know, I lost my mother last year. Sonia lost a baby last year. Ben had some personal issues at home. Mm-hmm. So it just seemed like all this year, it would have been easy to get up there and just talk about this and that and the other and bring it out. But we don't. We don't do that. And I feel like that you can absolutely uplift people by the word of your testimony with victory at the end, regardless of what you say. And so we've tried to turn that into ministry, because there's a lot of people out there that have lost a baby or a child, a grown child. You know what I'm saying? And it's just very important to keep the platform holy in God's eyes, and be strong in what you believe. However, I feel like there's so many people out there from so many different denominations and walks of life that everybody's not going to see everything exactly the same, even the Bible. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a different interpretation of things. But if we are ambassadors of the Lord, then that's the way we have to present ourselves. So I have learned that. And, you know, I mean, we've tried to do that over the years. That's the way I feel like it needs to be in ministry.
That's the voice of Lily Isaacs. Also here today, Wes Hampton of the Gaither Vocal Band and Joseph Habedank. Here now are the Isaacs.
He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was the Lord. There's no feeling like this.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, the Isaacs. Around our table in the conversation today, Joseph Habedank, Wes Hampton, and Lily Isaacs. Joseph, you've been very open about your story, and I think, you know, that a lot of this comes in there. I think you, when you go through something, all of a sudden, now you've got a totally different perspective on that issue, especially.
Yeah, and you know what? It was a decision to... Because it was a big decision on, do we want to tell it? And I went home. At the beginning, there was someone who advised us, you need to just tell people why you came off the road. And Lindsay said, I went home and talked to my wife about it. She said, well, I'll tell you what, let's get you sober first. And then we can talk about what God has done. But she said, we've got to take care of you. And we did. And I went and got some great help at the Cumberland Heights Treatment Facility. It changed my life, and still very involved in the recovery community. But even when it came down to talking about it, we really prayed, and someone came to us and said, do you want to tell your story? And I asked Lindsay, I said, what should we do? And she said, if we're asked, we should tell the truth. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did. And people asked me to give my testimony, and I felt like I owed them the privilege. I felt like I owed them the truth when they asked me to give my testimony. And now... if people ask me to give my testimony, I talk about it. And it's amazing the people that come up. There are so many people in the audience who have children, grandkids, aunts, uncles, wives, husbands who are struggling with some sort of addiction or alcoholism. And you know what? It's okay, because Jesus has already paid for that stuff. Mm-hmm. We just have to reach out and claim it. And that's what I love about Christ and what he's done in my life.
Well, you guys are wonderful. This has been, and you know, we all love each other. And that's the thing. The four of us here, we believe in the same God. We believe and we put our trust in the same Savior. But, you know, around this table, I think we could probably, if we wanted to take off the filter, put on the boxing gloves, we could probably all four go at it on different divisive issues. And I'm telling you something, we would have big ratings. But I think Jesus would probably leave the building. So that's it's such a good, and I love the way this came out. Nobody knew what any of these quotes were going to be, but there was really a thread of a theme going on here. That's cool.
Absolutely.
Hey, Lily, as we close out, can you tell us how we can stay in touch with you guys and the Isaacs and the new project and the babies and all the stuff that's happening?
Well, we have a website, which is The Isaacs, and make sure you spell Isaacs right. It's isaacs.com, and we're also on Twitter as The Isaacs. So the best place to keep in touch with us, Facebook, The Isaacs as well. So just Google us anywhere, and you'll find us.
And Wes Hampton, of course, so you can find out about you through the Gaither.com website, but you have your own web that's going on and your own projects you're working on.
Yeah, just, you know, WesHampton.com, we're actually in the middle of finally redoing that site. So that should be live in, I'd say, 2 to 3 weeks. And then, obviously, I'm on Twitter and Facebook and all that social media stuff as well. So Follow us all and just stay up with us and just go out and support Joseph in his ministry as well as to Isaac and the vocal band. And we're just looking forward to seeing you out there on the road.
And then the dude with the funny name, and it's German, right?
It is German, yeah. Uh-huh. Habedank means, they actually say Habdank in Germany. It means have thanks, yeah. I have no excuse not to be grateful with a name like that. So, yeah, you can keep in touch with me. It's probably best if you just Google josephhabedank.com and try your best to spell it. I think if you have trouble, it's H-A-B-E-D-A-N-K, but I think if you have trouble Googling it, they'll actually correct it for you. That's on good. The internet. That's so good. You should be fine. josephhabedank.com, twitter.com/josephhabedank, and facebook.com/josephhabedankmusic, and good luck spelling all that.
One of those will get you there.
Whatever it is.
That's right. Well, thank you guys so much for taking time. All different areas of the country and different things happening. You guys are very good to be here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel.
Love you all.
Thank you, Daniel. Bye. Thank you guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.